There we go. We're recording.
I love what God does with the families, because it brings their faith back to where they believe that God is faithful. Because every time, every Saturday when I get there, it just seems like I never pull up right on them. I never let them see me, because I want to hear what's happening. I want to hear what's going on with them. And every time that I have pulled up, they're just praising God, thanking God. And when I got there, I could hear them anointing the carts, that God would fill them up with food. And then the two families that are there, they're always the 17 families that are there with them. They're anointing them, anointing their hands, anointing the families. And they were like just worshiping God for, and I wanted to go in there and talk to them right away, but I was like, I needed to hear them just worship. Like, Lydia was walking around them, just thanking God for them and thanking God for the miracle that's on its way. Have Blue Mustang send Sunny to come today because these families are hungry. And then at the end she said, I know you get the glory, God, but I just want to see Sunny again. He's so funny. And then thank you for Blue Mustang and Terry Bird. They pray for us, and he's related to Big Bird, and she's a little girl, the way she prays is from her heart. It's not, you know, she's pure. She's just a little girl that loves God.
Just like she's talking to her grandpa.
Yeah, uh-huh. like she's totally like talking to somebody that she knows. And it's like, yeah, like talking to grandpa. And it's like, she always ends her prayer by, we thank you for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Blue Mustang, and Sonny, and Terry Bird. Uh-huh. In Jesus' name, amen. So when she's done praying, it's pretty much, they're done praying, and they're ready to just wait until God says, okay, your reward is coming. Like, you've been faithful, you stayed here, you have waited. And then they keep talking about all the miracles, and then God says, you need to step out. So when I stepped out, I couldn't believe all those families that were there. Like, and it's families that have been blessed already. They're not there to receive. They're there to support and to pray. And those two families, oh my gosh, they cried. The minute they saw that I was there, Lydia just started shouting hallelujah and running in circles. And she come over and hugged me. She goes, I knew you were coming. I knew it. I knew Blue Mustang was sending you over here. God took care of Blue Mustang, and now he's taking care of us and taking care of the family. Like, oh, it's so beautiful. And the two, what really impressed me about those two families is, it was a brother and sister. They stopped everything, and then they said, let's thank God for God. He is who he says he is. He is faithful. Let's thank God for him. You know, let's just praise him and thank him. So they thanked the Lord. And they cried, oh my goodness. And after they got done praying, they came, and the first time that this has happened, they put me in the middle of all the families, anointed me, and said, we need to anoint you too, because you always anoint us. Like, we gotta anoint you. That was Lydia's dad. And they prayed over me, and that was beautiful. That was like, oh my goodness, these families, they're not relying on the world. Their total faith is in God. But they know that God uses people. Because that's who lives inside of us? Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So they know that God uses people in this world to bless others and to... And the little girl, her name was Lisa, of one of the families, she said, I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but I was kind of getting tired of them. Because that's all they were eating. But Lydia's parents and all the parents that were there, they help each other. They're like, they don't let nobody fall. But when they see a family in need, they right away say, hey, you know what? Sometimes God sends this guy named Sonny to the ghetto. Blue Mustang sends Sonny here to bless two families. So God said, you should come. You should go there on Saturday morning. Just, he might show up and he might not, but you know what? We got to have the faith to show up no matter what. And then Lydia, this is where it was really cute. She said, do you remember when they were everybody was looking for that one cloud to come to, maybe it was going to rain? Everybody kept looking for that one cloud. If they would just see clouds coming, they knew it was going to rain. But they kept looking and looking and looking for that cloud. And they wouldn't see it, but they would still send out other scouts to go and look for clouds. And finally, they saw one little cloud. She said, that's how our faith should be. It starts with the little mustard seed. And God will do the rest. And they were just like, I could, just to see their faces, it's like, it's the first miracle that they've experienced. Like the first answered prayer. Like the first, like, oh my goodness, I could actually now take a deep breath. Let's go buy groceries, you know, like. And as they were walking around the building to go into the store, some gang members pulled up. And I was like, I said, I gotta go and talk to these guys. Because I wanted to separate them from the families, because I didn't want no trouble with them. You know, I got to go talk to them so they don't get any closer. Because those in that area, there's a lot of drive-bys, like I said.
So you've already given the money
yes.
to them and stuff. Oh. Oh, how does that go with them?
Oh, so when I, that Lydia goes, did you bring the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? And the, because the 20 for the inflation, she everybody starts laughing. It's like, what? What are you saying? So then when I pulled out the money and I started giving them, I said, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And they go, I said, but I'm not done. It's like, Blue Mustang says, you know what? Because of the inflation and everything, here's an extra. And they're like, you're giving us extra? Oh my gosh, it's like, it was like watching little kids grab their first candy bar. Like they were just so excited. And the, Lydia called it a gift from God's kingdom. You know, that little extra inflation, she calls it, it's a gift from God's kingdom. That's a hallelujah right there. I said, what do you think about during the day, Lydia? When you're by yourself reading your book or something, what are you thinking? She goes, how great God is. I have seen miracles. She's only 10 years old. I can't even imagine what she's going to be when she's 18. Like, she's so full of God right now. It's like, God's really going to use her. She's so beautiful. His beautiful heart, that little girl. She loves praying for people. She lives by faith, not by sight. Because where they live at, if you would look at that, you would go, you'd be discouraged.
Yeah.
But they don't see it that way. They say, we're here for a reason, and it's to be blessing people, helping people.
The lights in their dark neighborhood.
Yeah, they are. They're truly lighthouse in the neighborhood. I was like, I loved it. It was so beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, we can go back onto the gangs now.
Oh, yeah. So I went up to the gang members and I said, hey, how you guys doing? He goes, Sonny, I didn't know you were here. I said, yeah, man. He goes, you come to the ghetto a lot, man? Like, yeah, I do. He goes, there was a big drive-by on the other side of town, man, so we just left. We didn't stop till we got right here. We gotta get something to snack on and stuff. And I said, well, I have breakfast burritos, man. I said, He goes, can we go somewhere else, man? Because I don't like this parking lot, man. This is a lot of things happen here. I said, a lot of miracles happen here. Mm-hmm. This is an anointed place. We anointed this place. I said, you'll be safe here. Because, see, I carry God's kingdom with me. I said, you got to have the faith that when you pray, man, you got to have the faith that God will do what he says. Because he is who he says he is. Like, your guys are okay. Let's have breakfast. I didn't want to run because I didn't want to show them that, well, yeah, maybe we should go somewhere safe. Like, No, we don't run. Like, so I put my tailgate down, got the coolers out, and they go, you got breakfast burritos, man? I go, yeah. So I started passing them out. I said, they're pretty hot, man. Watch it. They're pretty warm. They got some good chili in there. So they go, oh man, it's okay, we'll eat them. So they loved them, even though they were spicy. But as they were eating, I was sharing the word of God to them. God wanted me to focus on Jeremiah 29:11, because that verse says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. So, excuse me. So that's when, see, because they don't know about their future. They don't know about their plans. They don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But that verse says it all. And they're like,
those guys have probably liked my comment.
They love your comments. I've shown it to them.
Okay.
And they're like, so this blue Mustang, he has all these comments and stuff that you've showed us. And he goes, is he some kind of professor or something? I say, and I go, yeah, man, He's a professor from God's kingdom, man. He helps, God helps him. He goes, wow, man, that's a good one. That's a good one right there. So I told him about the website. That's the first gang that I told him about, the website where they could go and find like comments and stuff. And they're like, wow.
You can always tell them about that humor link. It's the bottom of the page.
I said, at the very bottom of the page, you'll see, and I showed them. I said, look, that humor part, you guys will laugh all day long. Good. I said, thanks a lot. Well, none of them pulled their phones out, but that's okay. So I said, how can I pray for you guys? And they're like, you know what? Here lately, we've been scared that we're going to die, man. Like, we've never experienced that because we're gangsters, you know. We don't care. Like, they shoot at us, we're going to shoot back.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, but lately, I've just been scared to die, and I don't know why. I said, well, he goes, are you scared of dying, Sonny? And I said, you know what? No, because I know where I'm going. See, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He goes, the Lamb's Book of Life? What in the world does that mean? So that opened up another page to be able to share what that means. Like, when I accepted Jesus Christ, man, my Lord and Savior, it ended up in my heart, man. And as soon as I did that, my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, man. So when I get to heaven, they're going to go, oh yeah, there's Sonny, put a check mark, he's here. And they started laughing. I said, so no, I'm not scared of dying, man, because I know where I'm going. I said, but you guys, you don't know where you're going. See, there is a heaven, but there is also a hell, man. The Bible's clear. Like in John 14:6, says, the only way to the Father is through him.
Jesus Christ.
So if you don't know Jesus Christ, man, you're not going to see the Father. That's just the way it is. They're like, you know what? I've been missing my mom and dad, I said, like, a lot. I said, I bet they miss you too. I said, would you guys like to pray and ask Jesus to come in your heart? And they all took their caps off. That doesn't happen in the gang life. They don't do that. They just, but these boys, they took their caps off even before I did. So I took my cap off. I asked them, do you believe that Jesus Christ came to this world for to die for our sins, but he rose again? Do you believe that? That he was sent here for us? And they go, yeah, man. I believe that he rose again, man. He's the Son of God, man. I said, yep. I said, do you believe that not only you can have salvation in him, but do you truly believe that he rose again? He goes, oh, yes, man, I believe. I said, well, now you got to ask for forgiveness of all your sins and then ask him to come in your heart. And they did. They prayed. They prayed the sinner's prayer. And they, most of them started crying. See, once the Holy Spirit enters into your heart, he brings peace. He starts transforming your heart. Right before your eyes, you could see it on these boys. Like, some of them started calling their parents right away. But I heard them on the phone telling their parents, don't come over here where I'm at. This is the ghetto. This is a lot of shooting going on here. Like, we're not going to meet here. They said, Sonny, where should we meet? I said, you guys just follow me. So I took them to the southeast side where there's some really nice parks. And all the families showed up there. Because the gangsters, they didn't want their families to go there. God would have protected them, you know, but they didn't want to be there anymore. Because see, that area is like, it's pretty dark, even during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we showed up at the other park and families started showing up. 80% of the families were Christians that showed up. The other ones weren't. And what was so beautiful about that, when I asked them, you know Jesus Christ? Oh yeah. I said, your son just gave his heart to Jesus. Like, and they're still crying. Like, they're just out of control. And the parents are just crying. Like, I miss my son so much. I said, your prodigal sons are coming home. But the families that weren't Christians, I love how the families that were Christians, they walked up to him and said, you know what? This is the place where we go to church. It's a great youth ministry there. It's amazing. You should come with us. So they took him under their wings right away. And tell him about churches and tell him about where they go. And it was just beautiful. And that gang stopped at that parking lot because it was empty. And it was a place where, okay, we can see everything that's happening around here. We can stop here for a little bit, make sure those guys aren't following us to start another, you know, drive-by or whatever. But see, God brought them to that parking lot. And they got saved. Oh, that was so beautiful. All this week.
Oh, I go ahead and stop this one?
That's okay.